gospel will overcome. In a world full of sorrow, by evil overrun, where darkness is veiled, the light of the sun.
You're listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. This is your place for intelligent conversation on the relevant issues of our day, each Friday and Saturday at 11:30 and each Sunday at noon. And now, here's the host of The Dean's List, Dr. Paul Dean.
It's going to be a barn burner today. Christy?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm not doing that on purpose, burning barns. I mean, I've actually never burned a barn, but we had a barn when I was growing up, grew up on 40 acres. Didn't have a mule, but had a couple of ponies. Ponies are like small horses. They were big to me back then. We had all kind of stuff. But, hey, it's the Dean's List. Christy Dean is with me today. We've got several items on the list today. By way of question. So the list is in the form of a series of questions today. But before
the Socratic method.
Exactly. Thank you. You have been studying. No, I'm kidding. You can't make up all those years and lack of education in a week. But no, I'm kidding. You study all the time. But anyway, I got to throw something on the table before we get to some of these questions. Michael Medved is driving me insane. Now, normally I don't call people out. Normally I don't say things like that, and I'm not going to be ugly. He's just one among many. But the reason I say that, everybody's talking about this Confederate flag issue, of course.
Yeah.
And you've got this tragedy down in Charleston, this despicable act down in Charleston. We all agree with that. Christians, above all others, should agree with that. I don't know that. You know, all Christians do, or people that claim to be Christians, born-again
right.
Christians do. I qualify my statements too much because you don't want people to misunderstand you. But it's a despicable act perpetrated. What, Dylann Roof? Is that the guy's name? Unbelievable. It's evil, evil. You can't say anything else about it. It's a tragedy. But, you know, now you got the political stuff, the political conversation that's ensued, and it's every day for the last week. Now, I haven't heard a lot because of my schedule. It's just crazy in the summer. But I've heard enough. One of the things that Medved was talking about, you know, he said, look, he's asking callers, you know, when you see a truck on one of those beautiful South Carolina roads, and he's praising South Carolina, for example. And, of course, the debate is, should South Carolina pull the Confederate flag down? It doesn't fly above the Capitol anymore, but it's somewhere on the State House grounds. Anyway, that shows you how concerned I have been about it. I knew it was there. But, you know, you're driving down the beautiful highways of South Carolina. He's complimenting us every which way. And then he says, now, when you see somebody ride by and say they've got a Confederate flag sticker on their bumper, now, do you not assume that that person has hatred in his heart? In other words, you had people from South Carolina calling into the show saying, you know, we don't believe in racism. We don't believe in slavery. We don't believe in hatred. But we want to, you know, fly the flag. Now, by the way, I'm not defending the Confederate flag. Let me hasten to say that, and I'll get to that. I personally am not, I'm not going to fly the Confederate flag in front of my house. All right? I'm not going to put a little sticker on my car. But hang on. Okay, are you gonna wait?
I'm waiting.
Forgive me. So anyway, he said, do you not assume, and these are people so who say, no, what we're defending is the fact that, you know, our grandparents or, you know, ancestors fought in a war. We're honoring our heritage in some sense. Sure, there are things about it that we're ashamed of, slavery. So we're not defending that. But we're honoring the Southern cause, which is a cause, you know, of liberty.
Right.
You know, our constitutional rights are being trampled upon. Our liberty was being taken away. And the North, the American government, was aggressing. I mean, on and on. So this is what they're arguing. And so MedVed turns around and say, no. Do you not assume that whenever you see someone riding down the road that he has hate in his heart? I mean,
I don't assume that.
Well, I don't either. You know, we know a lot of people who have little Confederate flag stickers. And I tell you, the ones that I know are some of the most loving people in the world.
Right.
Love the Lord. Love others. They hate racism. They hate sin.
Right. And they view it as a symbol of liberty, not of hatred.
Exactly. Exactly. So here's what MedVed's doing. He's doing his own stereotyping.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing his own profiling. It's a form of hate. And, of course, as you listen to him, he is twisting the facts of history. He said, you know, the South is evil. You know, race. You know what? There was some evil people in the South.
Yeah, but there were also some evil people in the North.
Absolutely. They had slavery for a long, long time. The only reason slavery ended in the North was because it was economically advantageous for slavery to end.
Hmm.
But even during the Civil War, you still had racists. The Jim Crow laws were from the United States, not the South. Forced with the United States in total, yeah, and forced on the South during the days of Reconstruction after the Civil War, Jim Crow, where you had to be separate.
Right.
They had Jim Crow areas in the North. Some of the most racist language you'd ever want to hear coming out of the mouths of Northern politicians. And by the way, while I'm on it, I really wasn't going to go down this road today, and I certainly wasn't going to go down this road in the first part of the broadcast. But I'm going to tell you something. Abraham Lincoln himself was a white supremacist. That is beyond dispute.
Mm-hmm.
Now, am I defending the Confederate flag with all that? No. No, I'm just saying let's get
the... Well, you won't hear that in the history books that Abraham Lincoln was a white supremacist.
You won't. No, you won't.
But if you read his letters and whatnot, you will.
Yeah, yeah. I've got enough quotes here to fill 3 hours worth of broadcast, but I'm not going to give them. But let me give a couple. Here's Lincoln. Free the blacks and make them politically and socially our equals. My own feelings will not admit of this. We cannot make them equals. That's Abraham Lincoln. He said this: there is a natural disgust in the minds of nearly all white people to the idea of an indiscriminate amalgamation of the white and black races.
Wow.
He was not for what we have today.
Mm-hmm.
He was a racist. What I would most desire, this is Abraham Lincoln, not me. Abraham Lincoln, what I would most desire would be the separation of the white and black races, on and on. He said he had no purpose or desire to end slavery. He only decided to end slavery during the middle of the war when it became expedient to do so for the Northern cause. So anyway, what's my beef with all this? My beef with all this is, okay, well, I expect people who are not careful historians or people who don't know the Lord, I expect folk like that to be inconsistent or to not worry with the truth or to distort history, et cetera, to profile, to stereotype, to do all the things that we're against.
Yeah, but Christians need to do a better job.
But if Christians, right, if they're engaging in the same thing, then that's the that's my beef today. Now, so are there Christians out there, you know, distorting, out there jumping on the bandwagon, so to speak? Well, yes, there are. And that's where we're coming from today on the broadcast. My sole plea today is not to defend the Confederate flag. My sole plea today is to say, Christians, let's be honest. Let's be truthful. Let's be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And if I've sinned, then I need to admit it, confess it, repent it, repent of it, turn away from it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I'm not upset. I'm trying to be lively for the listening audience.
Okay.
All right. You would you agree? You know me.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
So let's just, I've got like 9-10 questions on the page here. I'm going to jump in the middle because I started at the end. Okay, I'm going to jump in the middle. Should Christians, let's start there. Let's talk about out in front of our homes.
Okay.
Should Christians display the Confederate flag? What do you think?
Well.
Let you do some talking.
Well, I don't know. I guess it kind of depends on your viewpoint, but me personally, I wouldn't fly the Confederate flag because even if you don't believe that it's a symbol of racism, then some people still are going to think that. So
yes.
It's kind of the same idea of don't even have the appearance of evil. So if someone is, if you're flying the Confederate flag on out on your front porch and someone's going to see that and they're going to think, oh, that person's a racist, then I would probably want to shy away from that, even if that's not what I mean by flying the flag.
Yeah. Aside from people like Michael Medved, he said, you know, whenever I see that flag on somebody's truck or car, I don't think, wow, they've studied the Constitution. They're all about liberty. You know what? Most people I know who have that flag on their automobile, they have studied the Constitution.
Right.
They are all about liberty. They're not racist. But a lot of people do see it as a symbol of hate and a symbol of racism, especially African Americans. Let's just move away from the Medveds of the world, especially African Americans. And because they see it that way, even though a lot of folk don't see it the same way, a lot of people don't mean it the same way, and even though hate groups have co-opted it, hate groups have stolen it, as it were, kidnapped it, as it were, this is how a lot of folk view it. And as Christians, our allegiance
is to Christ.
Yes. Not a flag
right.
or a symbol or what we wish were true or what we wish people thought. And it's not that we placate people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We want to educate people. But at the same time, Christians are all about love and peace. Right?
Right.
And we hate racism. And we don't want to give the impression that we don't.
Well, let me backtrack a little
please,
bit because I just thought of a question.
Okay.
Some people don't. Would you agree? Some people might consider the cross a symbol of hatred or a symbol of intolerance. And so I might change my position maybe because I just thought about this because I probably would maybe put a cross out in my front yard, or maybe I shouldn't. Well, not in my front yard, or put a cross sticker on the back of my car. But Is that okay if some people might consider that a symbol of hatred? What, is that different than putting a
I have a larger question for you first.
All right.
Why would you not put it out in your front yard?
Well, I don't know.
I'm joking.
That might
be a little
obnoxious.
It would mess up the aesthetics, wouldn't it? Yeah, yeah. No, I'm joking.
I want to live a quiet life.
Exactly, yes. No. This is a little different, and I can tell you why it's different.
All right.
But we're going into a break.
Okay, let's talk about it after the break.
Yes, if the folk will stay tuned, we'll talk about it after the break. We'll have her reframe the question briefly. We'll deal with that and some other issues. I've got like 10 issues. Can we do 2 broadcasts on this?
Maybe.
I guess we're going to have to. You're listening to The Dean's List. Don't go away.
And the gospel.
Atheists are convinced they have logic firmly on their side, and their brand of logic informs them that there is no God. But on the next edition of Breakpoint This Week with John Stonestreet, Frank Turek, author of the new book Stealing from God, explains why these authors have to pilfer logic itself from God to argue against Him. A great lesson in apologetics comes your way next time on Breakpoint This Week.
Sunday afternoon at 1:30 on Christian Talk 660 and 92.9.
America desperately needs a spiritual awakening, and Christian believers of all ages must get engaged to save this nation. The hope for America is the good news of Jesus Christ. This is Alex McFarland announcing that the early bird registration discount for Truth for a New Generation has been extended to Friday, July 10. People are coming from across America to Spartanburg, September 18, 19. They're going to hear life-changing content from Lee Strobel, Evangelist Will Graham, Dr. Alveda King, Fox News, Todd Starnes, and much, much more. Don't miss out. Christianity in America can be restored, and Truth for a New Generation will equip you to play a part.
Don't miss Truth for a New Generation, apologetics, Christian worldview, and evangelism for all ages, September 18 and 19 in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Brought to you by North Greenville University, where Christ makes the difference. For complete information on registration, lodging, group discounts, and more, visit truthforanewgeneration.com.
Hey, yo, every pizza chain claims to have the best pizza with the freshest ingredients. But Torelli's Pizza in the University Square Shopping Center, they've got the best pizza with the freshest ingredients. And they're locally owned. Check out their reviews on Yelp. A native New Yorker says, right texture and taste. Amount of sauce and cheese, perfect. So, next time you're looking for a yummy New York-style pizza, you need to go to Torelli's Pizza. Visit torellispizza.com for their daily specials.
Check us out online at christiantalk660.com.
Welcome back to the Dean's List. For more resources, including articles, books, and archive broadcasts, simply log on to trueworldview.net. Once again, here's your host for today's edition, Dr. Paul Dean.
Hey, Christy, quickly reframe the question.
All right, well, my question is, if a Christian would not be okay with flying a Confederate flag because some people may see it as a symbol of hatred, should a Christian be okay with flying, you know, the Christian flag or putting a cross sticker mm-hmm. on their mm-hmm. bumper?
Yeah.
If some people might consider that a symbol
yeah.
of hate.
All right, let me say a couple things to that. First off, Jesus didn't institute, you know, the symbol of the cross. So we don't
mm-hmm,
have
right.
to, you know, have crosses in churches or on our bumpers or anywhere. We just don't.
Right.
In fact, a lot of the Puritans wouldn't even display a cross, even an empty cross,
mm-hmm.
Which is different from a crucifix. But anyway, mm-hmm. wouldn't display it because they felt symbols were not mandated by scriptures, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm rather benevolent, not benevolent. I am
ambivalent.
I do try to be benevolent, but ambivalent is the word I'm looking for. Thank you. All that means is, you know, whether people wear crosses around their necks or put crosses, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even care if we have a cross at the church facility, the building
right.
we worship at. Now I know that's weird, but anyhow, however, I don't think there's anything wrong with displaying a cross.
Right.
Because it is a universally recognized symbol of the death, burial, and resurrection
mm-hmm.
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
It is a universally recognized symbol of the gospel. By the way, can I do a sidebar?
Absolutely.
One of the things that I don't like Christians saying is it's a universal symbol of, you know, sacrifice and, I don't know, love and peace. And talking about defending, say, what was the name of that big cross that we had the big controversy
yeah.
about way out west? Anyway, the Soledad, thank you. And, you know, part of the argument that a lot of Christians were making, don't take it down, you know, because it's this universal symbol. Well, now, wait a minute, and maybe I misspoke a moment ago with my language, because I know what I meant.
It's not a universal
symbol. It's not a universal symbol. That's right. Thank you. It is a symbol of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
death,
and that,
burial, and resurrection, period, end of story, not universal love and peace and
right.
kumbaya.
And that means different things to different people.
Yeah. So if we're going to try to defend keeping the cross, I think we're ripping the power of the cross and the power of the gospel away unless we say, no, this is a Christian symbol. And if you don't mean it as a Christian symbol, then forget it.
Mm.
Okay. So maybe I hope I've been clear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the question is, well, okay, well, it's a Christian symbol. Now, some people could view it as, you know, hate and intolerance and all that. Well, the reality is the gospel is certainly it's not hateful. Okay, it's a message of peace and love and
mm-hmm.
salvation and hope and forgiveness and all that. Now, the fact that lost people misunderstand that, which they do,
mm-hmm.
It's not. First off, it's not my fault.
Yeah.
And it's not something that I'm concerned with other than that I want them to be saved. I know what you're going to say. Give me 10
okay.
seconds. What I'm saying is the gospel by nature is offensive, and we can't help that. So if we're going to have a symbol and it's offensive to others because it's a symbol of what God is all about and what God has done, that's one thing. But the Confederate flag, that's a man-made thing. That's a human
right.
thing. And that's why I put it in a completely different category than the cross. So I don't want to offend people unnecessarily with this Confederate flag because I'm ascribing particular meaning to it.
Uh-huh.
But the cross is a different story because everybody what I meant by universal a moment ago is that everybody recognizes it as a Christian symbol. Now, if it ever
right.
came to be, you know, the vast majority of the people saw it as something else, well, then no, I wouldn't use it.
Mm.
Speak. I thought you were going to say something a moment ago.
Yeah, but you pretty much answered it. I was just going to say, what about the people who fly Confederate flags thinking, well, this is a symbol of liberty. It's not my fault that they misunderstand it as a symbol of racism.
Right. Well, what I would say is, well, of course, you can't. Even as one who I was just going to be honest, even as one who believes, well, I know the North, Abraham Lincoln, they were flat out wrong in what they did, based on the U.S. Constitution, based on states' rights, based on the sovereignty of individual states, you know, and boy, Lincoln put people in jail who disagreed with him. He locked up reporters in the North, suspended habeas corpus, and, you know, Sherman's march across the South and burning Atlanta and burning Columbia to the ground. I mean, if there's nothing, if that isn't evil and despotic, I mean, I don't know what is. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to, you know, say, but at the same time, even as one who's on that side, even as one who's born and raised in the South, it's not because I was born and raised here. I'm looking at the issues. You can't say that the South was totally righteous either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's still a human institute, a human. What do you call it? The Southern, you know, the CSA is a human institution. It's a human government, and slavery is an evil. And you know, if we had slavery, I would be railing on slavery as much as I'm railing on, you know, racism today, and the disappearance of religious freedom, and on and on. And am I making that answer your question?
Sense. Yeah.
I forgot where we were going. I actually forgot your question, but that's okay. Oh, the Confederate flag.
Yeah.
It is largely associated with racism. Largely. I mean, the vast majority of the people see it that way, so it's become something.
Okay.
But I also don't think you can separate it, even if you don't see it that way. I don't think you can separate it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one of the questions I was going to ask.
Okay.
All right. You know, I just asked, should Christians display the Confederate flag? You know, and I think it's a liberty issue. I think every Christian should decide for himself or herself.
Okay.
It is a liberty issue. I'm not going to say if you fly the flag, you're in sin.
Right.
I wouldn't fly it. I won't fly it because of the way it might offend some, and I won't fly it. Here's another reason. Because my allegiance is not to the CSA, the Confederate States of America. My allegiance is not to the state of South Carolina.
Hmm. So would you fly?
I'd be more allegiant to the state of South Carolina than the United States of America, but that's a different story. We'll get there. I know a lot of my conservative Christian brothers are like, what are you talking about? Hang on. Please, just wait. But the point is, my allegiance is not to South Carolina or the Confederate States of America. My allegiance is to the kingdom of God.
Right.
King Jesus.
So another question for you. Would you fly the American flag?
Oh, hello. Now you're getting to it. Can we deal with two or three other questions first?
Yeah, let's do it.
Will you ask it again?
I will ask it.
Because here was one of the other questions. Should South Carolina, see, I'm talking about Christians. Now, should South Carolina remove the Confederate flag from the state capitol grounds? Judge Andrew Napolitano, on the one hand, I think he's got the best argument for, yeah, it should be removed. Mm-hmm. What is that argument? Well, the argument is basically government should not express an opinion. If we believe in free speech, it's a free speech of the citizens. It's not the free speech of government. There are people out there arguing that government is just like the citizenry and it should have free speech. But there's a problem with that. What is it? I'm putting you on the spot. So
the government is a different kind of entity than a citizen.
Absolutely. You nailed it. The government is a created entity by human beings. You know, citizens are created by God. We're people. Mm-hmm. Government is pseudo. Government is, you know, it's, what do you call it? It's not a person.
Right.
And if you give the government free speech the same way you give citizens, you guarantee it, they're going to say what they want. Guess what? When government speaks, what they say is legitimized by virtue of them being the government in the minds of most people. So it gives them power.
Mm, then you almost have tyranny.
Tyranny. That's right. They're going to ride roughshod over the people eventually because they're going to express their opinion. And guess what? They can back up their opinion.
Yeah.
With missiles and drones. Don't get me started on drones now.
Another broadcast.
Yeah. So, what are we saying? What we're saying is that government really shouldn't have an opinion. So now the Confederate flag. The United States won the war.
Mm-hmm.
The South was conquered.
Mm-hmm.
And they were.
Mm-hmm.
And they were made to comply. Reconstruction, the whole bit. Okay. So now And Napolitano didn't say this, but I'm drawing out the implications of what he was saying. Because I think in my mind, okay, well, see, on the other hand, you know, there's an argument that says, no, South Carolina shouldn't take it down. What is the argument? It's not, oh, it's our heritage, our ancestors, and it's not a symbol of hate and all. Okay, look, everybody else is talking about that. Here's an argument, and I'm going to come back to the reason you might should. But here's an argument for leaving it up. Hey, the way the United States was founded, you know, we're united in one sense, but states' rights is a big issue.
Yeah.
Secession is a right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
so it's a symbol of states' rights.
Exactly. And South Carolina, you know, General Lee, for example, was the general of the Army of Northern Virginia.
Mm.
His ultimate allegiance was to Virginia.
Right.
Not the CSA. Not the USA, but to Virginia. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just talking about as a citizen. So you might say, well, even though we're conquered, we still believe in the sovereign state of South Carolina, and if the U.S. government doesn't force us to take it down, we're going to fly it.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say. Now, that sounds ugly. I'm not being ugly. I'm being passionate. All right, but Napolitano comes and says, well, no. You know, government should have no opinion. Well, that presupposes is where I'm coming from.
So who's right?
Well, the point is it presupposes that the United States won. And if the United States won, then the government can't fly a Confederate flag. The only flag that it can fly would be the United States flag.
Right.
Because this is the United States.
Okay.
All right. And I think that's his argument. Now, that brings us back to two questions that you've asked. Should South Carolina remove the Confederate flag? I just be honest with you. I don't know. I'm going to fall down and say Christians shouldn't be flying it.
Mm-hmm.
We hate racism, etc. Our allegiance to King Jesus, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm committed to the historic principles of our founding documents and our founding ideas enough to say, you know what? Leave it up.
Mm.
Okay? But... And here's why we're going to have two broadcasts on this, because we're running out of time. Here's my argument. I'll answer your question directly on the next broadcast. I'm not going to answer it today. I want them to come back, but I'll hint at it. If you want to say that the Confederate flag and all of the atrocities of the South are inextricably intertwined, let's say agreed.
Mm.
What about the United States flag? Have we not committed atrocities?
Well, yeah.
Christians need to be consistent. We'll talk about it next time.
You've been listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. To access archived broadcasts, go to trueworldview.net, where you'll find other helpful resources as well. Join us each week at 11:30 on Friday and Saturday, and noon on Sunday for The Dean's List.
And the gospel.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or iHeartMedia.